do one more little unhooking here. Just do this full system of going out and coming back. So we're going to unhook awareness. So awareness is usually identified in the head somewhere, although some people emotionally, it can be in the kind of emotional heart. So it can be here for some people, but usually somewhere. So unhooking from thinking and come to seeing. So now we have awareness and seeing, just seeing. And then we're just going to show that awareness can move and join with hearing. So we're just going to have awareness and hearing. And then we're going to have awareness open to be aware of the space in the room. And then we're going to have awareness open as far as it needs to until it discovers the aware space that's already aware by itself without your help. And then as that awareness, we're going to notice the arising of sensation, appearance, energy, and feel this dynamic, interconnected field of awareness that's embodied as an ocean and wave, and then feel this open, open-hearted presence, yeah? So that's the little movement. So just feel like awareness is identified with your head or with the hearer of these instructions that's thinking, I don't know if I can do this or I'll try to do this. And just notice that feeling. And then feel as if that thought-based awareness, thought-based thinker can have awareness, unhook, and move from thinking to seeing. So just awareness and seeing. Neither the seer nor the seen, just seeing. And then feel as if this awareness, which moves itself, is able to unhook from seeing and notice the change when awareness moves and identifies or becomes aware of hearing. Just hearing. And just as awareness can be aware of hearing at this small area, your eardrums, notice awareness can open and become big as it becomes aware of the space in the room, from the space in the room. Let the awareness go beyond your body, beyond your emotional energy and your energetic body. Not referring to thought or senses, just aware of the space. And then let awareness open as far as it needs to at the speed of awareness until it mingles with space or discovers and tunes in to the awake space, to the awareness that's already aware by itself. And just letting go, and letting go, and letting be. And then just notice that awareness that's aware by itself, that you're resting as this awareness, that you're aware from this awareness, And just from this pure awareness, just noticing the first movement of energy, and just curious whether the energy or the appearance is made of awareness, the sound, sensation is arising from this awareness. So now this awareness energy is dancing like one unified field of dynamic intelligence, spacious and pervasive, like an ocean of awareness arising as this human body and interconnected with everyone and everything, in this feeling of being able to be aware from this nature of mind, this vast open mind of thoughts, feelings, sensations, as naturally arising, dancing elements of who you are, but interested in the awareness as the ground, the foundation that's equally inside and out. So aware from the awareness that's everywhere and here. Just resting. In the seamless, interconnected field. And then just noticing the arising of little joy or bliss or love, with that feeling of dancing, unconditional loving presence rises into this heart space, so that you don't have to go up to the head to know or be safe, that you can feel like you're aware of your heart space, from your heart space. And then just welcome everything from this boundless heart and this open heart in a way that you're home, allowing all parts and emotions to be welcome. Just resting, welcoming, including everything, all at onceness, timeless, here-ness, now-ness. Safe, okayness. So just feeling some kind of open-heartedness that extends from you to everyone in this room. Some sense maybe of gratitude or thanksgiving or appreciation, connection. Everyone here and everyone in New York, everyone in the world. Let this sense of compassion and loving kindness and gratitude extend. May all beings be well and happy. May all beings be free of suffering. May all beings find the loving joy of awakening and express in compassionate activity. Thank you. this feeling of open-eyed, panoramic, embodied, open-hearted presence can be practiced each day through small glimpses, and certainly the short consistency is the key. In terms of using my book, it will give a little overview. And the other thing that some people have done is to read the practices into your phone in your own voice at your own pace. So that's a good way to kind of hear yourself, guide yourself through these practices. There's also audio from my first book that's just the practices, 31 practices, that you can download, put on your phone. There's free YouTubes. There will be a retreat at Kripalu, a yoga center in Massachusetts, in November, which you're all welcome to. And in February, there will be a week-long retreat in Costa Rica. So that might be fun. And you get Wednesday off to kind of go around, and it's right on the beach, so you go to the beach every day, and it's kind of like a retreat vacation. But you get Wednesday off, so that's fun. And then there are, but the sense is, if you could use your phone or some way to just go through these meditations and find the ones that work for you and that match you, or read through them and record the ones that are good for you, and then just try to do one or two a day for 1 to 5 minutes. And it's just more the consistency. Even if you did like mid-morning break or right before lunch and mid-afternoon break or right before dinner, you can start to, and then go right back to work, like right back to whatever you're doing, right back to relating, right back to talking on the phone, and just see how you kind of retrain your brain to remain in this new way of being. So that is the sense of support to get a glimpse today, but then, you know, it really requires, awakening requires kind of your interest and kind of love and motivation that this is something of value, and then to find the way to organize your life into this small glimpses. So it's not a long commitment, but it is a little short, consistent commitment, and try it for a week or try it for 90 days and see what you think the results are. And then let me know how it goes. So that's all. Shall we all do the Wuchi as an ending practice? So you can again do this at your own pace, but don't forget this part. This one, and then don't forget the last part. Woo! All right. Thank you, everyone. See you all again. Okay.